Blog Talk Radio. Good.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, this morning for this hour, power of prayer, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. Sister Darlene, Pastor Darlene Bundish is pastor over this ministry. And we thank God this morning, hallelujah, for this January the 3rd, 2023. We just appreciate God, hallelujah, for all that he do this morning. So I want to, before we even get started, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we please ask everyone to mute their phones when they're not speaking. Hallelujah. Let us act out of excellence this morning and know who we are doing this for. We are standing right now in the presence of the Lord God Jesus, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving him the praise and the honor and the worship for our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. And that we be mindful that for everyone that's speaking, give everyone a chance to speak this morning. And Lord, and let us just love on the Lord, just love on Jesus. So right now in the name of Jesus, we're going to come together. I ask everyone to unmute your phones and let us pray before we even ask anything of God this morning. So hallelujah, Lord God,
holy,
we thank
holy,
you.
Holy,
and
holy,
we thank
you. Thank you,
Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
God.
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We invite
you,
Holy
thank
Spirit,
you,
into our
thank
home
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, Father God, in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Come on
Jesus.
In the name
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you right now, God, for the unity of everyone on this prayer line this morning. Unity, God, that we can come together, same mind. Hallelujah, on one accord. Praying, hallelujah, for all believers and all mankind everywhere, all over the world, that we're standing in the gap for everyone in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for the strength, God, that you give to us all in the presence right now, God, to be able to stand in the gap right now, God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, and thank you for restoring every breach right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we, hallelujah, start off our day this morning. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for the things that you've done, the things you're doing, and the things that you are about to do, in the name of Jesus, all believers, all around this world. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we're giving you the worship of our day this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, we honor you and we praise you for our victory today right now, God. Hallelujah. Because only what we do for Christ will last in the name of Jesus. Lord,
we
honor you and we praise you, hallelujah, for our life. We thank you, Lord, for abundant life, manifold life, wonderful life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, because we woke up, hallelujah. If we didn't, we're going to confess it right now, God. We woke up.
All your goodness, your greatness.
In our hands, in the name of Jesus,
we
will
love
confess
you,
it.
God.
In the name of Jesus,
we trust so much that
be not as though they are this morning. In the name of Jesus, first thing in the morning, right now, God,
seeking you in all things, Father God. We're so grateful that you capture our thoughts, our breath, our blood, ourselves, everything about us. You capture it and you make it yours, Father. You move us in great and powerful ways.
Now, God, in the name of Jesus, because you quickened our God, give us a jump, help us with a jump.
Hallelujah.
To revive, to renew, replenish, refresh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Quicken our us this morning, right now, God. The first thing this morning, right now, God, to help us carry out our day, Father, in the name of Jesus. For this is the day, Lord, that you have made. And we're going
to
rejoice and be glad in it right now,
first
Father God.
First of our day towards you,
God, open eyes
that you move us in great and mighty ways.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for right now, God, a spirit of deliverance, I mean a spirit of healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You raise us up.
We thank you right now, God.
You
let your healing flow. Let wisdom flow.
Faith
let revelation
step up
flow.
To be with
hallelujah,
you,
Father. Lord, that you open
this is our
heart's
desire
to
see
you
delight in our
worship
of
right
you.
That will help us throughout this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's
exactly, Father,
right now, God, because we're going to continue to let your kingdom come.
So
and
we don't understand
in our lives and the lives of our family members and the lives of everyone around this nation right now, God, starting from the President of the United States, the Vice President. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, senators, councilmen, hallelujah, doctors, nurses, hallelujah, judges, and everything, everybody, hallelujah, in the government right now, God, giving you right now, God, hallelujah, the praise right now, God, that they, hallelujah,
that you are faithful, God,
their presence will surround
sovereign
right now,
God,
the Holy Ghost fill people in their lives, Father, to speak, hallelujah, truth into their lives, speak the word of God into their lives in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for hallelujah, for salvation, healing, and deliverance right now, God. Hallelujah for our family members and, Lord, those that don't know you this morning right now, God. Hallelujah. We're standing in the gap for everyone, for everything, in the name of Jesus. All believers all over this nation, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to be about your official kingdom business, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you this morning, what can we do for you to be service to you this morning? Who can we call this morning? Who can we encourage this morning? Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us a word right now, God. Hallelujah. Who to call on the phone and be led by the Holy Spirit, by everything that we do, that we right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, right now, God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you in all our ways this morning, and you shall direct our path. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us into all truth, guiding us by the skillfulness of your hands, that you order and accept in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for a spirit of humility this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. In everything, we give you thanks. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our family. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For the save. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For deliverance over our family members this morning right now, God. We pray for the ones that don't know you right now, God, that you could strategically put ministering angels, guardian angels, warring angels in their path to fight. Hallelujah. Their battles for us in the heavens right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you're not a respected person right now, God. Hallelujah. That you love each and all of us the same right now, God. And Lord, you shall have mercy on whom those you will have mercy, because you are God. You are all sovereign this morning right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we honor you and we thank you because we have the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are all, hallelujah, onward Christian soldiers marching out to war in the name of Jesus on behalf of all mankind. Father, we honor you and we praise you this morning. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for your protection upon us right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not our will, God, but your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you this morning, and we thank you right now, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank you, Lord, for us coming together and everyone on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the blessings of the Lord will shower you this morning. That God, you know, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, give us, thank you, God, for sound minds in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for healing. Thank you, God, for everything that we need, Lord, that you make provisions for us. You provide for us, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. Thank you right now, God, for being our healer and our deliverer, our strong tower. Hallelujah, our defense. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for clarity of mind this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy this morning right now, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, that we all have something to say about what you've done in our lives, Father. Anything, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that he can come and to profess what Jesus Christ has done for us in the name of Jesus, or just say hallelujah in the name of Jesus and let your presence be known right now in the name of Jesus, that you are onward Christian soldiers standing out to war, and that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that this year will be better than last year, hallelujah, that we will step out on faith. Step out, walk out on faith, walk out of faith, walk out our healing, walk out our deliverance right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Not let fear control our lives. We bind the spirit of fear and cast it back to the pit of hell in the Jesus' name from which it came. Hallelujah. We bind right now, God, hallelujah, the spirit of hindrance, the spirit of distraction, all interruptions, Father, in the name of Jesus, that may be orchestrated by the enemy this morning. We stop it right here, right now, and any words spoken, hallelujah, evil words spoken against us in this ministry, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell for which it came in Jesus' name, not seated, not rooted, cast down his vain imaginations, hallelujah, we reject every evil word spoken against this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We bind the spirit of distraction, the spirit of hindrance, the spirit of the, in the name of Jesus, the familiar spirits right now, Father God, the familiar things in our past that try to come back and wreak havoc over our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we stop this right now. We stop the enemy from stealing, the killing, and destroying, hallelujah, in our lives this morning right now, God. And this is the year of recovery, that we recover all things back that the enemy has stolen from us right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, from the canker worm, the palmer worm, the locust and the caterpillar has taken for us, Lord. We thank you for restoring it tenfold, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we honor you today, right now, in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to stop right here. Hallelujah. Thank everyone for being, the corporate prayer this morning in Jesus' name. And I want to see who all is on the line, who is here right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. But God said, where two or three gather together in his name, he shall be in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Lord, amen. Mics are open for everyone on this line to just give their name, say you're listening, or whatever, but we want to see who's all on the line this morning.
Good morning, Sister Linda.
Thank you, Sister Linda. And anyone else?
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning? Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne, and I'm listening.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Anyone else on the line this morning? Giving you time to, you know, to see who's on the line this morning so we can continue on and with the word this morning. Is there anyone else on the line?
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good morning, Sister
Mary. Good morning,
everyone. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Anyone else? There was somebody else, you know,
yes,
coming on the time you were.
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And I forgot to say my name. This is Sister Gladys right now facilitating on Tuesday.
Hi, Sister Gladys. Good morning.
So good morning to you, everyone. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else that has come on the line that we don't know about? We want to acknowledge you right now and everybody that's on the prayer line this morning. Hallelujah.
And we want, you know, to ask everyone to mute your lines. If you're not praying, if you're not speaking, remute your lines so the noise won't stop anyone from really hearing what is being said today in the name of Jesus. So please, we ask you to respectfully mute your lines. Don't forget. Holy Ghost, remind them in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to ask, come before each, before we do that, I want to get the word out. Before you come and, you know, and ask God, petition God for anything this morning, we're going to hear the word first, and then we'll petition him for the things that, you know, and for words of encouragement for us. Hallelujah, this morning. I'm coming. The topic of my words of encouragement is godly counsel. Can everyone hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. The top of the topic is godly counsel. The way of a foolish is right in his own eyes. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he who heeds counsel is wise. And that's coming from, now I ask you to write this down because it's very important. These are very important words of scriptures of encouragement. And that comes from Proverbs 12:15. And when it comes to important decisions, scripture tells us that it's wise to seek godly counsel. It's wise because the way we choose may seem right. And I'm going to say that since, read that sentence again. It's wise because the way we choose may seem right. But the reason it seems right is because we're fools. It seems right to us. So protect yourself from foolish decisions that are based on emotion, or self-want, selfish want, rather than on truth or common sense. By surrounding yourself with those who love you enough to tell you if they think you're wrong, real wrong. Any of us need are those we often call yes men. Those who are afraid of offending us or losing our friendship. And the soul searching part is, have I surrounded myself with godly people who will tell me the truth despite the consequences? What are their names? And everyone knows from their personal own testimony who those people are. But I want someone that's going to tell me the truth. I want someone so they won't be whipped with a many stripes by God for me coming. If they say they love me, then tell me the truth. I might not like it. And I may go away mad, but the word is going to correct me. The word is going to send me back. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I apologize on whatever the situation may be, because the word is true. The word is life. The word corrects, directs part of us in the name of Jesus. And I also ask you in Jesus' name to read that whole chapter of 12th chapter of Proverbs. And I also admonish you to read Psalms 139, 23 through 24. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, search my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me. There was a time I used to be afraid of saying, and I think I said this once before, but it was a while ago, the scripture where it says, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. And I was a young Christian in Christ, a young babe in Christ. And when I said that, recited that scripture, and things started happening, I was being tested. Hallelujah. I stopped reciting that scripture because this flesh didn't want to go through anything. And I was young. I didn't know, but I learned as I go, as I, you know, grow in Christ, as I mature in Christ.
So now I don't let anything put the fear in me. So bind the spirit of fear and cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came in Jesus' name. Psalms 139, to search me. Not be afraid to, you know, to go through something, because we are going to suffer persecution. The Lord's word said we're going to do it. So I just admonish, you know, each and every one of you, but, you know, because 139 has a lot to do with, you know, being wise and seeing what's in us so God can change us from the inside out in Jesus' name. And so if we're going to be changed from the inside out, we've got to allow God to help us make those choices of healthy and sound counsels, who to go to, and somebody that's going to be our friend and tell us what the things, don't tell us the things that we want to hear, but tell us that what's right and true. So that'll save them from getting their spanking from God for not being, you know, they're not saying what they need to say when God speaks it to them. And we're going to, you know, and the words that they say to us might, you know, it's the words to save our lives, to deliver us, to heal us, you know. And so I just thank God for that, you know, that topic that just stood out. And I was reading over a lot of things, but this stood out the most to me about godly counsel. And we need this. We need God to strategically put people in our path that we know that we can go to, people that we know that can get a prayer through, and hallelujah, and we get hallelujah. And then there's things that are done that we see God in action and things like that. We just have to just be careful to be mindful who we go to, because everybody is not where they're supposed to be. We know what they are. We are going in Christ. And just to encourage you to just to be mindful and be led of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, not to talk with somebody and they tell you what you want to hear, but tell you the truth. And so that's when we search our hearts and we see that's in us and stuff like that. And we can go to a person and they can say what they what God is prompting them to say in the name of Jesus. And we don't get mad with them or cast them aside because we don't want to hear it, because that could be the dividing moment that could save our lives, to save ones in our family life. And we are imitators of God, hallelujah, and our family right now, God, we need to be that example for our family, because if we don't do like we're supposed to do, that might hurt somebody or hinder somebody in our family from getting what they want. If we don't stand up and do what we need to do, hallelujah, and accept. If it's you, you know, then set yourself. If it's not you, then don't, you know, be concerned about that. Just keep moving and keep going. But I'm quite sure that God says in his word that there's no righteous, no, not one. So we all have things that we deal with every week in one of us. Nobody is free and exempt from it. And so, you know, and I just thank God for bringing this to light for me, you know, even the more. And I tell my friends, and I'm speaking about me, I tell my friends, I want you to tell me, if God tells you to speak into my life, and I'm going to have the spirit of discernment operating in my life, and I'm not sure of something, I'm going to go back to God. God, you show me if that's me. You show me if that's me. Hallelujah, because, you know, sometimes people may get it wrong sometimes, but be able, you know, your spirit is going to agree with the Holy Spirit if that's you or not. And I tell my friends, if God tells you to tell me something, I don't want you to get spanked. You go ahead on and tell me. And it's up to me to do what I'm supposed to do and what the word says for me to do if that's me. And so I just thank God for the victory in Jesus' name that I can do that. So that they won't be, and I won't, hallelujah, be, have the problem of being beaten with many stripes from not doing the things that I know that's right to do, and I still don't do them. That's why God is coming. He's going to start with his church first. Those things, those that know the word and don't do them are not obedient in it. So don't be afraid of fear of what God will tell you about godly, you know, from a person that's giving you godly counsel. And God got these people
you know, connect us with the fivefold ministry of God, that hallelujah, that will tell us things, you know, where iron sharpening iron, if we want to know the truth about anything, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God will tell us, and he will tell us in different ways, ways that we don't think he's going to tell us, and give us sound counsel. In the name of Jesus, people we might not like will come and say something and agree with our spirit, but we got to be willing to listen and accept the godly counsel in truth, if that be us. So I just thank God this morning that I was able to say that. I want to encourage each and every one of you this morning to give you ears to hear. Hallelujah. Thank God for, you know, spirit of humility. Thank of God for spirit of repentance. You know, hallelujah, and asking him for forgiveness for the things that we've done in the body, so it will not hinder us from coming forth to him in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just want to thank you this morning. And so I'm just going to open up the lines for everyone that has something to a prayer request or a song on their heart this morning. And be mindful of the next person that's coming, you know, behind you. And so they will be able to say what they need to say in a prayer request or praise report. In Jesus' name, amen. So the mic is open for everyone that has something to say this morning in Jesus' name, amen. Is anyone that... Hello?
Hi,
go ahead. Is anyone there? Hi, this is yes. Sister Lucinda. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the mic is open to anyone on the radio line. There was a moment of silence there, and I thought everybody had left.
She had it on mute.
Okay.
I want to have a prayer request for my cousin for the
who's
family. They just called all of them down. Yvonne.
Who's this
Sister
speaking?
Yvonne.
Okay,
Sister Yvonne.
Go ahead. Okay.
Now, they called around about 3 o'clock for the family to go down to the hospital, and they I want a conference for the family, whatever they was, you know, going on.
Okay, well, okay. The Holy Ghost knows.
Hey. Okay.
Is that it, sister?
Yes.
So let us keep us informed, okay?
Okay.
So we know what to pray for and to stand in the gap for with you, with, okay? So the next person in line, the mic is open.
Hi, this is Sister Lucinda. And somehow I got on a prayer thread from Pastor Darlene. Maybe you all are on it too. So there were a lot of different prayer requests on there. And it came on my phone, on my text.
Yeah.
So we have that in mind. And then also just continued favor that God just, I just keep landing on my feet, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
So, praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, is there anyone else that came late on the line that has something to say, a song on their heart, anything, a scripture that's in your heart? Hallelujah. That can be the defining moment for deliverance for someone, for healing from someone, salvation from someone. You never know what, you know, the Holy Ghost has given you.
Yes, I have something else. Sister Lucinda and I have something else to say. The Friday night I went to a forgiveness ceremony is what it was called, and a bonfire. And something about me, I kept thinking, I'm not going to attend this. It's freezing cold out, and I'm not even sure I just really want to go around and all this. And then I just really got convicted by the Holy Spirit to attend. Well, while I'm there, suddenly the facilitator says, somebody here wants to pray. Out loud here. And I was like, I wonder if the Holy Spirit's convicting me. So I spoke up. And it was as though, like, that I'm not sure what the scripture is around this, but, like, if someone was ever asked, you know, don't ever deny God. Don't ever deny Jesus. And it was, I was convicted in that moment, and I spoke up, and I didn't say a prayer, though. I said, you know, Jesus is my rock, and that's how I roll, and everyone was so delighted to hear that. And then they said, and then I said, what's coming to mind for me is the scripture where it says there's life and death in the tongue. And so speak edification over each other. And I shared that, and they were so grateful to hear this. And I'm glad that I was there after all to be able to just say that very small thing was enough to really delight the group. So praise be to God that I was convicted to do such a thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. You know, it's the things that we see, they're not, oh, that's not important. That's what people need. So anybody else that has a prayer request or song on their heart, this the mics are open. Okay. Well, I have something to say. I was talking last night, and it was on about 10:30 or something. I think it was on about almost 12 o'clock when my auntie that I've been trying to call for the longest, I couldn't get in contact with her. She had moved, and she wasn't getting any calls. But anyway, I called her, and she was telling me about, and her name is Wesley Knight, and the doctor told her she has Alzheimer's, and she refused to believe that, so praying for her, for the God healing her, hallelujah, and rebuking that spirit of Alzheimer's. So, and also for my uncle, he has prostate cancer, healing from that. Robert is his name. Robert Mike Knight is his name. Prostate cancer and swelling in his legs because he's diabetic. She says his legs is swelled up so bad and stuff, and that God heal him from the swelling. The swelling be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And also prayer, hallelujah, this morning for me and my family, but prayer for strength for me to be able to stand and to keep my whole armor on, you know, in this house, in the name of Jesus. And continual prayer for my brother Louis McNeil, and for my cousin, for my nephew James Williams, the hallelujah for deliverance right now. God restored him. He's in a backslidden condition and living like a hermit in his mother's house because of 20 years in prison. So he just don't like anybody. But God is changing things. So continue prayer for him that God will restore him and renew him. And just thanking God for that. And for so many other things, my friends, my families, and every one of you that's on this line praying for all of us all around this world, for everyone in prayer. So I thank God for that this morning in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that has something to say or got a song in their heart?
Good morning. This is our sister Mary. And I just thank God for the words of the testimony that have gone forth. Thank God for the word that has gone forth this morning. I thought of the verse of I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be in my mouth. And I thank our sister for sharing her as God led her to pray when he called on her to pray. Thank our sister Lucinda for sharing that. I do have a prayer request. Continue to pray for my sister Peggy for a mental illness. Pray for a young man, DeMar Hamlin. Pray for the Simmons family and the Clemens family. They will be they're in bereavement right now, and just pray God comfort them as they, put their loved ones to rest. And all those that are really suffering at a time that they need to be comforted at this time, beginning of this new year. We just continue to keep our brothers and our sisters in prayer. Continue to, pray for our homeless and pray for those that are incarcerated. You know, pray that the Spirit of God is loose in all of those institutions where we know for some reason they have done wrong or hadn't been able to live right in this society. But we can pray as saints and keep praying for them that the Spirit of God dwells there in there. Not, maybe led astray by other cults or whatever. But we continue to pray for our brothers and our sisters, the mothers and the fathers, the children, so many of them that have gone, they're incarcerated. So that's on my heart this morning. God bless each of you. We just thank you for being with us on this prayer line. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Is there anyone else? Pastor Hoffley, I think I hear you this morning. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's a blessed be in the service as we thank God for this year, this morning. Hallelujah to God. I had a little song. I sing a little bit of song. Hallelujah. Okay. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, through eternal ages that his praises ring, glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, we are standing. We're standing on the promises of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you
for that song.
Amen.
Do you have prayer requests this morning?
Yes, a prayer request is for my sister, for Regina and her family, hallelujah to God. We thank you for my friend, a salvation for my friend John Mason, hallelujah to God, going through some things and he needs to be saved and to trust God to bring him through it, hallelujah to God. And
I
want to pray for this upcoming fast that starts on tomorrow, both that are able to participate. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, amen. I have one more thing to say. I also want to put this name out here in the atmosphere, Mary Wright, for peace in her home. That's my sister. And Levon, the gentleman that's living there, that he get his own place because he's, it's disturbing, the things that he's doing to try to break her peace in a home and stuff. So we're praying that God will, bless him with an apartment, a place where he can go and move to and get from out of her house. In Jesus' name, amen. And for anyone else on the prayer line that needs, that want to say something this morning, have a prayer request or a song to say, you're welcome to do it before we get to the final minutes for and we turn it over to Sister Mary. Is there anyone else that late coming in?
Good morning, this is Chris. And I just want to say that just thank you for the message that you delivered today. And I was just reminded of a scripture of a message that I heard that was something similar, and it's Proverbs 27:6, and it says, the wounds of a friend can be trusted, but the
but any me multiple kisses. And it just was basically saying, like, you know, the wounds of a friend. Sometimes when our friends tell us something, it's not, you know, it's a fateful wound. We could trust that our friend is going to tell us something that we might not want to hear, but it's good. But our enemies, it says the kisses of an enemy, they're going to agree with you, you know. And your friend is going to tell you something that's, So I just want to share that also.
I read that too, you know. I read that too. So, hey, God is confirming his word. He's always confirming his word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for that confirmation right there from you too, Sister Chris, because we need to be mindful of who we put in our inner circle and stuff and make sure we put people in our life that's going to tell us the truth no matter what it, you know, how we may feel or think, and we may not even realize that that's us. And so that's why I put the psalm, put that chapter in there, 139. God, test my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me. You know, try me and see if that's me. So that if we're truthful with ourselves, then, you know, when truth comes, we'll be able to know it. And we'll be able to change. The change starts with us from the inside out. And people are watching our life in the name of Jesus. They're watching us, and we don't want to cause anybody to stumble in any way because they're watching our life. Can't you watching our life or whatever that loves us, our walk with God. But hallelujah, they watch us. And they're seeking after truth. They're seeking after somebody that's going to be true for them. They're seeking love. They're seeking a whole lot of different things. And we can have the, we are the light that lights the path to show them the direction to walk in that, hallelujah, wide is the way that leadeth to death and destruction, and narrow, walk in that narrow light. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In that narrow light. So it, we can walk straight, hallelujah, not turning to the left, making decisions on emotions and stuff like that. Because I have once, you know, and sometimes if I'm not careful, make decisions concerning my emotions. I'm all, you know, this or that or the other, and make the wrong decision and start walking in the wrong way. So I just thank God for the Holy Ghost, which is a corrector, if we allow him to correct us and tell us, you know, hallelujah, and lead us and guide us in the all truth. Hallelujah. And he's super with us on every time. So that is a friend right there that's going to tell us the truth, no matter if we like it or not. So I'm just thankful for God, for that God, the counsel. Hallelujah. That God, we find in people that God puts around us on a daily basis whenever we need them. So is there anyone else that has anything to say before Sister Mary come in and say what she needs to pray? It's just 11:43, and I want to give anybody time if they have a song on their heart this morning or either a scripture, you know, giving you the chance, admonishing you. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking y'all to pray for me. I'm having trouble with my legs again. I'm asking for prayer this morning in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We got you. We got you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Hallelujah.
Good morning again. This is Sister Mary as we do begin our corporate prayer together, remembering Sister, you know, Darlene and Sister Stelastis, they're on that travel journey for safety. And I want to pray for our brother Francis for healing. Mm-hmm. I think there was a prayer request that came through on the prayer line.
Yeah.
So we want to pray for his healing as well. So as we begin, if there is no other prayer requests for those that wanted to pray but hadn't spoken, those God hears our heart, and those things that we want to pray for and pray for us that we don't want to share, pray as we're praying in the corporate prayer.
because God is in the midst of it. He said he met us here for two or three gathered in his name. He's in the midst of it. So as we begin to pray, call out those names, call out your loved ones' names, call out the problem, call out what God needs to fix, and he will do it in Jesus' name. So let us begin to pray and seek God corporately so you may unmute your phone and call out and pray. Pray with power. You know, pray like you're talking to someone and trying to get a point over. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we are grateful and thankful, Lord Jesus, as we begin to pray, Lord God. Lord God, you heard the request, oh Lord God, of the saints, oh God, on this prayer line of the intercessors, oh Father God, on this prayer line, oh God. So God, we thank you for hearing us this morning. Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God, we pray, oh God. God, we never need, Lord God, that I have, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, open doors, oh Lord God, that needs to be open, Lord God. Clarity, Lord God, that needs to come forth, Father, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, those men and women that will work on my home, Father God. By God, send them this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All work will be done, Lord God. A quantity of quantity, Lord God. Just as you promised, oh Lord God. Me, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Cover and comfort my health, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I pray for my daughter, Shanitra and Charlotte, Lord God, that you come and encourage them, bless them, Lord God. Bless Charlotte, Lord God, as she travels to and fro, Lord God, on the highway, Lord God. Help her, let your angels go before her, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, prepare the way for me, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our sister Linda, Lord God. In Jesus' name, God, she's cried out for you help and healing, Lord God. So touch her body, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Healing, healing, healing come forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Say in your words, Lord Jesus, Psalm 107 and verse 20, Lord God, within the word of healing. And they were healed and delivered and set free, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, send the word of God. Our brother Francis, oh God, in Jesus' name, touch his body, Lord God. Heal him right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Heal him, Lord God. Come forth in Jesus' name, Lord God. Heal him now for your bond, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. We've seen it done, Lord God. We know you can do anything but there, Father God. God, we send that word of healing. In the word of healing, Lord God. Oh God, thank you for my sister Peggy, oh mental illness, oh God. In the word of healing, Lord God, to my sister Eleanor, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this new year, Lord God. And just send forth people, oh God, those that need to be comforted, oh Lord God. Comfort them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. The Smith family, Lord God. The Simmons family, the Cummings family, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Comfort them and heal them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. And all those that are going through, Lord Jesus, touch and heal right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for blessing our Lord on this prayer line. We love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we love you, Father. Praise Father God. In Jesus' name, for the hours you reach. Lord God, in Jesus' name, have the power and the wonderment, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We just pray for this young man, Lord God, that was hit on the football field, Lord God. The march to him, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. We can do anything but fail, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God. Let you touch his body, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, we pray that they do it. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh God, you are God that forgives, God that heals, Lord God. God, oh
Continue to give God first fruits.
This is the first week, full week of the year, so we have time to just continue to bless God this week and give him the first fruit. We will be fasting. I want to remind everyone of the fasting that will start on Wednesday, start midnight on Tuesday, run until midnight on Friday night. So those things that we want to just submit to God and have a time with him, with praying in our heavenly language, just pushing back the plate. Sometimes we have to push back the plate and pray, open that word, and get full and fed of his word this week as we continue our fasting. And we ask God you to continue to be mindful, pray for, as we're praying for our sister Darlene, you know, just really calling on prayer for our pastor's bondage in Jesus' name. And just, you know, those names that we are, as we gather as a family, we don't take it lightly. We are as one when we pray. When I pray, I remember Sister Linda, Sister Yvonne, Sister Chris, and Lucinda, Sister Gladys, and Sister Wonderland, and Brother Hauser. I called out those names because we, it's like a circle of friends and family. You know, we know one another. We get up early in the morning at 6 o'clock. Dial in to meet God and the facilitators, you know, all the facilitators. Sister Alice Marie, don't want to leave out anybody, but we do get up in the morning to meet God. And if we meet him, he is here with us to meet us there. So as we go forth and this week, honoring God with the first fruit of the blessings, you know, he gives us new benefits every morning. You know, let's give back to him and make our requests known. And if you feel a need to, you know, some of us want to support the ministry. You know, at the end of the prayer, end of the broadcast, there's a way you can do that as well. I want to let you know that I love each and every one of you. God bless you. Thank God for all the input. We are blessed. We are blessed when you know, even open your mouth to share. We're blessed even when we even hear the words that come forth, what God will have to say to us today. So God bless you. I love you. And we will meet again tomorrow. If our hearts are clear, we thank God for this day. In Jesus' name, blessing go forth and live in the favor of God. And expect a miracle. Expect it. Expect it today in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. God bless you. And God keep you. Till we meet again tomorrow. Love you.
Have a good day, amen. Everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.